Hello there, and welcome to From A to Z. Today, we thought we'd give you a quick recap of Andy and Zach's thoughts about the Stadium Series, which was an NHL game between the Colorado Avalanche and LA Kings held in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy. It's a short listen, so enjoy.
So it's kind of embarrassing to me as an Avs fan, where the LA's the second worst team in the West, and where they spent the whole pregame talking about how we're a Stanley Cup contender and we're going to use this game as a launching point to finish the season, and then to come out and play like that. And you know, everyone's watching since it's the national game.
Right.
I was pretty mad when the game ended. We also gave up the first ever hat trick in an outdoor game, and there's been 30 of them. That's the first time it's ever happened.
What happened here? So it's the not the Winter Classic, but it's one of the three or four outdoor games they have a year. Avs played the LA Kings.
Right, so this one is the Stadium Series.
Okay.
And yeah, it was the Kings and the Avalanche here at the Air Force Academy here in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And so I decided, like, when they first announced this last year, I was like, ooh, I got to go to that.
Yeah.
But I think even earlier in the day yesterday, like, nosebleed tickets were still like $150.
Right.
And I was like, I just don't think it's worth it.
Right.
Especially, you know, like, I get it. It's a cool event and everything. But as far as watching hockey goes, you know, a hockey rink's much smaller than a football stadium. So right. you're not going to get as good a view of the on ice product being at, it's more about the atmosphere and all of that.
Right. Oh, I got you. Got you. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So that's the first time the hat trick's ever happened.
Oh.
So okay. I did watch the game at work, and to be honest, the Avs played like shit. Like, they came out, the first 10 minutes was great. They put like 15 shots on goal, but LA had a hot goaltender and Jonathan Quick and stopped everything. And then it was just like the Avs gave up.
Huh. Just they stopped playing.
Yeah. Like, LA was ready. LA had a plan of how to stop the Avs speed game, and the Avs just didn't adjust. So, you know, LA got a goal. Avs got a cheap goal in the. Because the LA goaltender lost his stick. That's how the Avs got theirs. But really, after that first 10 minutes, the Avs just phoned it in.
Yeah.
Staff, they didn't have enough food. They didn't have enough beer.
How many people came on this game? 40-some thousand?
It was like 44 to 46,000, somewhere in there.
Holy shit, dude. And Pepsi Center holds 18 for the Avs normally. I don't know. Let's hop on Twitter.
And from the start, that's just a bad. Just the game itself was bad.
Right.
Then you start, like you said, checking Twitter and seeing all these people talking about the experiences besides the game.
Yeah, dude, I'm still trying to learn how to use Twitter. So, like, I'm like looking at this, the scroll stuff, I'm going through it. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, where am I at? Like, I'm watching XFL stuff. And then somehow I was on yesterday, and. Yeah, people were just bitching about, like, the seats sucked and, like, somebody jumped off a bridge or something. I fill me in. What the hell happened?
So, first, I would say most of the people that came to that game probably came from Denver.
Uh-huh.
And they did not – they treated it like a normal – like, oh, like, we would treat driving to the Pepsi Center for a normal game. Like, right. Okay, we'll leave 2 hours early. No, you needed to leave, like, 6 hours early. I-25 right. was backed up. I don't know how far. Mess. A lot of people didn't get to the third period.
Seriously? Damn. I mean, I can imagine I-25, especially now with the pass through Larkspur there, all the construction going on and stuff. Yeah. Wow.
And the stadium's on the military academy, so, you know, there's
security. Right.
So that makes it take longer.
Right.
Then it's not like going to a normal game at the Pepsi Center or Mile High Stadium or Coors Field where there's, you know, dozens of exits out of the stadium. There's only
one.
There's a south entrance and a north entrance, two one-lane roads.
Right.
And because it's a special event, it was sold out. There's 46,000 people trying to get there. Where like a normal Avs game is 18,000 people.
So were they trying to take like 153 and taking like an academy there? Is it the south entrance?
I think the problem was the north entrance. And from what I can gather reading on Twitter and Facebook, the people that had the most problems were the people coming from Denver.
Right.
The people who live here in the Springs and who have been to like Falcons football games before, they knew what to expect. They used the south entrance. Right. They showed up early. They parked near the exits and watched the stadium.
Right. Right.
Not everyone had a terrible experience, but I think most of the people that did were the ones that came down from Denver.
Right. Yeah. They like I say, they're used to the organization.
And yeah,
the organized chaos in the Pep Center.
Have you ever been to Falcon Stadium?
No, I haven't. No.
So yeah, it's
like I've never been on Air Force Academy.
So it's like dirt parking lots, and you know, it snowed the other day, so they're all muddy and covered in ice, so that didn't help.
Right.
So that's yeah, so sure that plowed some stuff. The game. Then I guess like the stadium, it was taking like 30 minutes to an hour the lines to go to the bathroom because all the people that were there. I guess they ran out of beer and they ran out of some food. Because it's like, you know, wow. the Falcons football team really hasn't been that, you know, that good the last however long. So it's like
right. They
weren't prepared for how many people are actually going to show up.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically three times the amount of folk people coming in.
Two and a half times the amount of people.
I'm glad I didn't drive down to Colorado Springs yesterday. Yeah, I remember seeing signs on Friday when I was coming home saying, hey, by the way, heavy traffic tomorrow, I-25 from, I think, noon to 9 p.m., they said. Like, just stay away.
Yeah. So that was all the problems, like, before the game. Then, you know, game happens, whatever. But then I guess leaving, like I said, there's only two exits out of that stadium, and now 46,000 people want to leave. And even there was you're seeing tweets from people saying they've been sitting in their parking spot for 2 to 3 hours and haven't moved yet.
I could totally see that, dude. I mean, just how it's laid out down there. Yeah, where do you go? I've never been actually to the Air Force Academy myself, but I just know how it's laid out. But holy
and
shit.
And then there was some people like leaving their cars and trying to get Ubers to come pick them up instead. But you get spotty cell coverage where the stadium is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Uber and Lyft drivers were declining the fares anyway because they knew how much of a shit show it was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, yeah. Why would you go over there? Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess...
You can't get in. Why would you try to get in and try to get out of there? You know?
I mean, I'm sure they had like the peak Uber rate or whatever where you get paid more, but it's still not worth it.
Oh, hell no. Like you said, but you're sitting 2 or 3 hours in your car just to get out of there in a parking lot. Where is an Uber driver going to get into?
Yeah.
You know, that makes no sense.
So, yeah, so you have that. All the people leaving is a problem anyway. And then I guess... they're investigating it now. Some guy either fell off a bridge or jumped off a bridge to his death by the north gate entrance to the academy. And so there's a police presence there having to investigate. So that shut down more land to get out of there.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I wonder
what the official word is. The official word is just that they're investigating, but that somebody died. But it was people on Twitter who witnessed it reporting. I've seen some people say he fell. Some people say he jumped. No one really knows for sure right now.
That's crazy, dude. Are you glad you didn't go?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, as soon as the game ended, I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't watch that because their team didn't even show up.
Right.
And then over the next couple hours, hearing all the horror stories of people trying to leave and people still being like...
Wow, that sucks. That's shitty, dude. I mean, sounds like if they do another NHL game, they should just have it up in the Sports Authority Field, or what's it called now? The Bronco Stadium.
And, like, you know, can't blame, like, the Avs or the Kings for it. They're just teams that showed up to where the NHL told them they were playing.
Right.
It's more the NHL and then the Air Force Academy that didn't anticipate all these logistical problems that, popped up.
Right. Yeah, they should just play it at the fucking Sports Authority Field next time they're going to do this kind of stuff.
Well, I know, like, they had made some deal. Like, they want to do games at the service academies. They had already done one at the Naval Academy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure they'll try to do one at West Point in the future. But I just don't think they anticipated how many people would show up and, you know, how that's not the best stadium to get in and out of.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like, I couldn't, yeah, I can't even imagine, dude.
Like, I've been to two Falcon football games, and they were nowhere near sellouts, and it took a long time to get out of the stadium.
I couldn't imagine just sit there for 3 hours. You know, I mean, what do you do? Take a nap in your car? I mean,
yeah. So just overall, like, I'm glad I didn't spend the extra money to go to the game. Carolina's going to get one next year, the Stadium Series.
Carolina.
Yeah, the Hurricanes.
Damn, dude. How do you keep the ice cold? Where's the next outdoor NHL game?
So they haven't announced their opponent yet or what date or anything, but they did announce that next season Carolina will get one.
Wait, so how do they keep the ice from fucking melting?
I don't know. They do it. Like, a couple years ago, LA and I think it was LA and Anaheim played a game at Dodger Stadium. It was either Dodger Stadium or the Los Angeles Angels, one of the two.
Right, right.
But yeah, they played a game there. Like, you can tell, even the Avs game, the puck bounces a little bit more. Like, even though it was cold yesterday, you know, in the 20s and 30s, the outdoor ice is still different than the regular ice. But
right,
they know how to make it happen.
Questions, comments, concerns? Send us a tweet at A to Z Prods. That's AtoZedProds. Let us know what you'd like to hear on the next podcast. That's at A to Z Prods.